Everything keeps changing, but people stay the same. Making up their reasons, looking for someone to blame.
Golden in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was. And ahead to what's coming.
My husband is always reminding me of things I shouldn't be doing anymore. You know, he's 10 years younger, so I guess he has a right. Not because he's mocking me, but out of concern for my safety.
Yeah, he cares about you.
I know. Like, I shouldn't be taking the bird food down the steep backyard to the bird sanctuary. Going down isn't the issue, it's climbing back up the steep hill. It's hard for me because of my old legs and joints not working that well anymore. Sure, we could change the location of the feeders, but that makes it so much easier for our cat to catch its prey. So now my husband takes out the feeders, and I simply replenish the containers. We even traded in our car for an SUV because with two hip replacements, I shouldn't be plopping, as he calls it, into the passenger seat anymore.
Many people do that as they get older, get a car that they can get in and out of easier.
Now I simply turn sideways. It's so wonderful. And I sit down and then I turn my body 90 degrees and I'm in. I love it. And as for the can'ts, I can't go up and down the stairs to the basement in the regular way, like scurrying down in a few seconds. Now I either take one step at a time or I hang on to the railing and the wall to guide myself 1 foot per stair. I don't mind it taking longer. I just know I've entered a new phase in my life, and I'm so much more appreciative of our bedroom, bathroom, and laundry room all on the main level.
Like ours aren't.
Yeah, I know. I climbed up your stairs today.
Yeah.
And I also can't garden the way I used to, on my hands and knees digging up weeds, but lucky for me, they invented a weed digger you use while standing up. I also went from 13 gardens to just 5. I miss my gardens, but it's a lot easier on me. Then there's the don'ts. I don't shovel anymore. Not after the last time I did and my hip replacement came out.
Oh, that's from shoveling?
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't have to shovel the snow. I like that part. They invented a weed digger. Oops. I'm sorry. Something happened with my other hip replacement when I stooped down on uneven ground to pee. Now I pee in the house before I head outside.
Aren't you the clever one?
Yeah, that cost me an ambulance ride and a hip revision. I know. I also don't wear fancy heels anymore. I traded those. I gave them to my granddaughter. And now I have sturdy, comfortable flats and low heels. I also don't wear short skirts, sleeveless blouses, or short shorts. I gave them away. What have I got to show off? My flabby arms, wrinkled skin, and veiny legs? No, thank you.
You know what I also gave away?
What?
Things like rings.
Why?
Because my fingers are
from the
arthritis, and I can't get my rings on and off. I can't make the clasps on some of my jewelry work because my fingers are too clumsy. Things you would never even guess at when you're young.
So what is good about this phase of life? Guess what? I can save money.
Yeah.
I no longer have a monthly bill at my hair salon to dye my hair so the gray won't come back.
And you look lovely with your white hair.
Well, people say they like this color
yes,
white.
Like
you
this.
Never know what color white you're going to get. I only show up there about 3 times a year for a trim. Much better on my wallet. My clothing bill is also next to nothing.
Socks and underwear.
And PJs. The only clothes I wear consistently. They last forever, so I'm all set for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
And I rarely wear my dresses anymore, just to funerals. And I've got one set aside for my own.
Oh, that's a good idea, Nancy.
I don't want Mike dressing me in something like
some fancy frock or something.
Yeah, or my pajamas.
Okay.
I can also still drive. I can still go out with friends, still have date nights with my husband, and I still volunteer. Ditto. Yeah, you do all those things.
Oh, yeah.
I can still clean the house. I keep my own checkbook balance.
I don't think I can clean the house anymore.
I'm waiting for that day. Yeah. But I remember doing Mom's checkbook. Because because she would have the oxygen, and she would not want to waste it, so she would turn it down so she couldn't think as well.
Huh.
I know.
I didn't know that.
You know, she was from the 30s, so... And I can go for walks, and I live in my own paid-for house. I can even breathe without help.
Yeah, you don't realize what it could be like.
But the very best thing about this phase, as you'll discover yourself once you retire, is the unlimited amount of time to pursue whatever you want. I can read, use the computer, watch TV, write, cook, golf, visit friends, literally anything I want because I still have a brain. And these are all things that I can still do and love doing. My mobility and my motivation is to still be involved. It's just another phase of life. And I'm damn lucky to still be experiencing it.
Yes.
Amen.
We are. We are both so lucky to be experiencing it.
We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Stutter and flame, and so it goes. Midnight train is coming, tearing up the track. Iron rays are humming, sky is turning black. All aboard, boys, we ain't turning back. And so it goes. But there's a man from Capistrano. He's waiting for you by your door. Got a message from St. John. Those birds ain't coming back no more. The truth keeps on flowing like a river. The truth keeps on flowing like a river. Truth keeps on flowing like a river right through this house of cards. Across the civilization, it's cracks painted to the core. So much misinformation, so much suffering, so much war. So many people wanting, while a few keep taking more. And so it goes. Right with rubbish, keep on rushing through the seas. Northern forests burning and smoke wafts on the breeze. Monkey bite creates a new disease. So it goes. So it goes. So it goes. But there's a prophet on the corner. His word comes from on high, just forget tomorrow, live for that sweet by and by. Truth keeps on flowing like a river. Truth keeps on flowing like a river. Truth keeps on flowing like a river right through this house of cards.